is all about cooperation. This was cooperation among law enforcement, the judicial system, our community partners. Obviously, the legislature and the governor helped a lot because they got us the money we needed to add forensic beds. And that was really what it was all about. Once we were able to add beds, we were able to put the people in the beds, and we were able to get these people out of jail where they did not belong so they could get the mental health treatment they deserved.
Because of, like you said, the money that has been allocated to the DCF and the fact that you have these beds, one would hope that this problem will not resurface anytime soon.
We're hoping that it doesn't. We are, in the back of our minds, keeping the thought that, hey, we may run into a challenge again, but at least now we know how to deal with it. We're doing all we can right now to be aggressive, to keep beds open in case the number of commitments increases by the judicial system. And if that happens, we're ready to a point. If it gets to the point where we don't have enough beds, then we'll go ask the legislature for money again. But for right now, things are looking good. And let me just say, when Governor Crist came into office, he said, I want this problem fixed. Secretary Bob Butterworth, after he was appointed, said, I want this problem fixed too. And from there, everything fell into place. The legislature cooperated. We got the money we needed. We had the help from the judicial system. And today, finally, we can say that there is absolutely no one waiting in a jail cell for mental health treatment as far as the forensic beds are concerned.